For my lesson today, I'm going to read from two books of the Old Testament, 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 7, and Judges chapter 2, verses 7 and 10. In 1 Samuel chapter 12, Moses told the people, "Stand still, that I may reason with you before the Lord of all the righteous acts of the Lord, which he did to you and to your fathers." Then in Judges chapter 2, verse 7 tells us, "The people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel." And verse 10 tells us, "And there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers." My fear is that another generation will arise after us who does not know what God has done for his people, what God is still doing today. This is what happened in the generations after Joshua had died. The people quit telling the old story, did not remind the children of Israel what God had done for them in the past, and that what God could do for them in the future. When will we stop trying to make our own way without him? When will we yield to his claims upon us? When will we remember that he still lives and judges mankind? In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transforms you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. Our God is marching on. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Our God is marching on. Let us never forget to tell the story of the King of Glory. The only reason we have to be sure of God is that we know what he has done. So we grow in grace, find new power in prayer, new realities in worship, new joy in giving, and all the blessings of a living faith, because we know God has bound the broken hearts and will still release the prisoners. Think of the needs of men and women of our day and see whether you know of anything other than the righteous deeds of God that will help them. There are those that are plagued with doubt, but when they go to God's book and reads about God's mighty acts in history, their faith begins to surge back. There are those that are haunted with fear, but when you read in God's word, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you," you begin to realize that there's no need for fear. There are those who are burdened with guilt from sins committed, and then he reads about what God has done about it, and soon he knows what forgiveness means. It is my conviction that this is what men and women come to the house of God on Sunday need and have a right to hear. Men and women with broken hearts and shattered dreams don't need lessons on current events. They need lessons in the spiritual realm. They need to have their spirits awakened by the Word of God, and comforted and challenged and warned and moved by the story of the saving righteous works of Christ. Our parents believed those things, and their religion brought them great peace. Our age has tried sophistication, intellectualism, but they have given us no peace. If I had the power, I would show you a cross. I would show you an empty tomb. I would tell you all that I have heard about the righteous works of God. I would sing of his power to save and keep forever. I would say, let it change you and mold you unto what God wants you to be. And through you, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.